Let it be known, from this point forward, I will never sacrifice or risk my own health or well-being because of a $10 aluminum pole. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. We are going to do something we've never done on this show before. A couple of weeks back, Christina Staffo and I were talking about the pros and cons of waxing. Yes, getting rid of your body hair, especially if you're a guy in his 30s or 40s. You grew up at a time when Tom Selleck had a carpet on his chest and was celebrated for it. That was the in thing. Well, it's not anymore. Hair is a bad thing. So if you want to keep up with the youngins, you have to say goodbye to the hair. Christina had the idea of waxing me live on the air here on the show. This hour is the hour, and we're going to start with my arms and we'll see where it goes, but stay with us because, at least for me, this could be quite painful. And then Joanna Pruce will stop by. We're not doing anything in terms of waxing with her. She is our food and travel contributor, and she will be talking about all things tea. After that, growing up in an Italian family. Now, I'm going to have Christina join me for that story because she's Italian, and she talked to me about how she has this incredibly huge extended family, and it was always a tradition. You get together on Sundays, everybody comes over. But it's not just that. It's about family and how family is so important and how it's very important to keep close with those who are closest to you. We start things off this hour with my recent trip to Washington, D.C. There I am with my wife and my son, and we're walking around our nation's capital, and every two or three blocks, there's a guy on a milk crate selling selfie sticks. They are all the rage. They're in every store. They're in every hotel gift shop. So we've gotten to a point when we just don't like sticking the phone out and taking our pictures anymore. We have to put that phone on a 10-foot pole and take a picture of us 10 feet away for some reason. I don't know why, but it's all the rage. So my first question, would you sacrifice your $600 smartphone that you have on a 2-year contract and you probably have, like I do, like a $300 deductible to replace it? Would you trust it to a $10 aluminum pole you just bought from some guy on the street? Well, I saw not once, but twice during my 3.5-day trip to Washington, some very sad smartphone suicides. Now, what I mean is, they put it in the selfie stick, and they held it up, and all of a sudden, it jumped out. Or it let go. Or the selfie stick just didn't do its job, it didn't stick. And down came that smartphone, 10 feet to the pavement, and smash. And it was broken. I saw one girl, maybe not, 18, 19, 20 years old, young woman, screamed, started to sob because, well, I shouldn't be laughing, but it was quite the scene because there it was. Her phone was broken. The glass smashed away. And then the next day, the same thing. A family trying to crowd so they can get their picture taken. All of a sudden, you can see it start to go, and oop, it flipped right back out, and bang, it smashed. And all of a sudden, the wife started screaming at the husband, and she used some words I can't use here on the air. So why do you use a selfie stick? Do you know that Disney has banned selfie sticks from their theme parks? Good for them. Do you, you know, remember that old saying that your mom or your dad used to say, don't do that, you could take an eye out that way. You know what? Selfie sticks can take an eye out. As I walked around Washington, these people, they got sticks. Aren't these things considered weapons? These are these long aluminum poles, and I don't understand it. Why do we need selfie sticks? Have we become that just over-engrossed in ourselves? Whatever happened to, excuse me, sir, excuse me, ma'am, do you mind taking a picture of me and my family? Then you gotta worry if the guy's gonna run off with your phone. I don't know, but still, selfie sticks. They are so much trouble, and they are the leading cause of smartphone suicide. So watch out. Stay with us. I'm getting ready because it's time to wax. This is America Weekend, and I'm a very scared Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Station Biker Minute. Headed to Sturgis this August.
Got people that come every year, stay at my place.
ABM can cut your hotel expenses by half. Half off your Black Hills pad?
Else to know somebody.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Your 6-second TV review starts now.
Basically Entourage with better acting and characters. If you like what The Rock is cooking, you'll be down with Ballers. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Jeff Ryan from American Biker Minute. The smart biker looks to shave cost wherever possible. Do you need a roof? Are you part of a large riding group? Say up to a dozen bikers instead of a 4-to-a-room hotel.
Got people that come every year, stay at my place.
With a kitchen, you'll make burgers for $1, not 10. And if it rains or hails, get it wet. Put the bikes in the garage. Work with a real estate agent first time around. Otherwise, you may wind up with a dirt floor joint inhabited by a hobbit. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Many people believe today's media is biased, and to some degree, every organization is biased to perpetuate what they think is best for them. But if you know what you're looking for, you can spot bias. First, the social science of it. It's called the straw man argument. Complicated, but one easy way to spot this type of intentional bias is to listen up when television, radio, salespeople, or your best friend start their pitch with the phrase, "Some people say." After those three words, a false, misleading argument is usually inserted.
Just listen to what he has to say.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Bias is everywhere, but you don't have to fall for it. When you hear another person begin a discussion with, "Some people say," bias may be in play, and you need to ask yourself, "Hey, why should I believe this?" More info at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.